This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Sunday, October 11th. God's word to you today is charisma, and this is part 3. Our scripture reading is taken from Acts 4, verses 30 to 31, and it says, "Stretch out your hand with healing power. May miraculous signs and wonders be done through the name of your holy servant Jesus." After this prayer, the meeting place shook, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. Then they preached the word of God with boldness. The second grouping of the sign gifts is the power gifts. The power gifts are gifts that do. The first is the gift of faith. The second is gifts of healing. And the third is working of miracles. A lot of these gifts work together and they kind of intersect, but are different. Most of the people that have the gift of working of miracles have unusual faith and they carry out unusual things. For instance, there was this man of God that operates in the working of miracles in a very interesting but unusual way. If a woman had a fibroid, for instance, he punches her in the stomach. The woman falls and she gets up healed with a totally cleaned and brand new womb. How do you explain that? People that are called to be evangelists mostly operate in the working of miracles. Like we mentioned some days ago, the different offices will have different gifts that are prominent for them to function in those offices. For example, the apostles need certain gifts to function, and the same thing applies to the office of the evangelists, the pastors, and the teachers. They all need different gifts to function. The third grouping of the sign gifts is the utterance gifts. These gifts say something. The first in this category is the gift of prophecy. The second is the diverse kind of tongues. And the third is the interpretation of tongues. If I were categorizing these gifts, I would put the gift of prophecy in two categories, in the utterance gifts and in the revelational gifts. However, like we said days ago, people tend to build a doctrine around their ignorance. The people that did these groupings mostly explained a part of the gift of prophecy, and that is forth-telling, which is a proclamation of the word. That is a part of it, but there is a revelational part of the gift of prophecy, which is foretelling. It is important also to mention that a lot of those people were scholars. They did not experience the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and they had not seen the gift of prophecy work. Neither had they functioned in prophecy. They conveniently ignore foretelling and focus heavily on forthtelling. So when categorizing the sign gifts, they will conveniently put prophecy in the utterance gifts category. The gift of diverse kinds of tongues is different from the gift of other tongues. The gift of interpretation of tongues goes with the gift of diverse kinds of tongues. Let us pray. Father, I thank you for the baptism in the Holy Spirit and for the gift of prophecy, the gift of diverse kinds of tongues and interpretation of tongues. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.